Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Got a great program lined up for you, folks. Bottom of hour number two, Alex Newman is with us. We're going to talk a bit about the truckers in Canada that are being blocked at the border. We'll get an eyewitness account, or at least a second-hand eyewitness account from Alex about that situation and what's going on. So look very much forward to that conversation with Alex this morning. Top of the next hour, we are going to be visiting with Dr. Judy Mikovits is going to be with us. Yes, it has been a pandemic. We'll talk with her about that. We'll talk about where we are in the process, and what we really need to know, and what we should be doing with regards to getting through this process as well. So we'll have a great conversation with Dr. Judy coming up at the top of the next hour. Bottom of the hour, scheduled on, Dr. Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. We're going to talk about defending our military. If you have been watching the program, you know that our military members with this injection have seen dramatic impact on their health. In fact, on our Wednesday program with Scott Uhlinger and Rick Manning, we covered an F-35 that crashed in the China Sea. And it was the direct result of a neurological episode that happened for the pilot due to an injection. 1,000%, according to a flight surgeon, DOD whistleblower, with documentation evidence presented to the attorney, Thomas Renz, who is filing the lawsuit. This is factual information. He testified before Senator Ron Johnson, and Senator Johnson saw the material, saw the names, and the names of the whistleblowers were given in that session with Tom Renz and Lee Dundas. And in that session, Tom Renz disclosed there has been a 1,000% increase, 1,000% increase in neurological injuries to members of the military directly related to the injection over the course of the last year, and that is compared to the previous five-year average. And in the case of neurological damage, 82,000 in the previous 5 years was the yearly average. 863,000 cases were turned in just 1 year alone, and predominantly impacting our pilots. And we saw that when that F-35 went down in the China Sea. And of course, that creates a whole bunch of issues, because if China gets a hold of the F-35 and they're able to, what do they call that again? I had that word and it has escaped me again. But if they're able to re-engineer that, we can have major serious issues. All right, I want to welcome to the program, though, for our first segment, our expert on all things communism, socialism, fascism, Mr. Don Jans, and by the way, everything Americanism as well, because that's where we really want to go. Don, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be here. It's always great. It's always good to join you on Friday mornings and enlighten America as to what's really happening. because it's not a surprise.
No, there's a couple of things that I wanted to pull out too, but first I need to let my audience know. So yesterday, late afternoon, I had a massive allergic reaction. We still don't know exactly to what, but burning face, burning lips, burning throat, burning skin on my arms, my back, just a whole bunch of major burning eyes, a whole bunch of major issues. And so I had to take a bunch of Benadryl yesterday. I took, I think, 200 milligrams of Benadryl in total last night. So if I'm a little foggy, just bear with me if you would, because that's the net result this morning. I was thinking, man, I'm gonna have a hard time getting up tomorrow. But anyway, here I am. So couple of things that are on my mind to throw at you, Don. One of them, the ouster of Jeff Zucker. Revolver is reporting that the Como brothers engineered Zucker's ouster. I pointed out simply to make the statement that no matter who you are, you're not immune if you don't go along with the program. That's number one. And there is absolutely no honor amongst these thieves that are driven by the demonic. Secondly, there's a video on there. Ned Price is with the Defense Department for the Biden administration spokesperson. And there's a reporter named Matt Hill that's grilling him because they're talking about the potential escalation of the issue between Russia and the Ukraine. Matt Hill is saying, give us more evidence, give us the intel, so on and so on. Here's the thing. I was in intel. Free press is fine. It's a free press. But you can't do what the Obama administration did, even what the Bush administration did, even what the Clinton administration did, and you can't out our operatives, and you can't give away trade secrets. There is a limit. We are at war. People do need to understand. We are at war with Russia. Like it or not, it's a fact, we are. We are at war with China. I'm not a warmonger. They want to call it, they'll say, oh, you're a neocon, whatever they think that is. I don't even know what they think that is. But our national government has one real defined purpose. And that's to defend us against all foreign enemies and defend our borders. They're not defending our borders. We know that. Now, really, we don't know if they're honestly defending us against foreign enemies, but there's still a limit. And for Mr. Hill to propose that our government should reveal certain pieces of evidence or how those pieces of evidence were come upon, or that giving that evidence might disclose how they were come upon, opens up our intelligence apparatus and then begins to cause disconcert and issues with our intelligence sources for fear that they will be discovered and then killed. And then we get no intel and we're flying blind, and you don't want to do that as a nation. All right, but you can hit on both of those. We got about 4.5 minutes, and we got 7 on the other side.
There's so much there. There is so much there. Concerning Zucker, you never know what these people will be doing. And we know that, for instance, Stalin, he liked to go out after he stayed up very late, got up late in the morning, and then they would work late into the night. And he and his associates would go out to his place out on the river, and they would celebrate and have dinner and drink and all that type of thing. Stories go that while he was there with his other lieutenants, people he knew, He knew their family. He knew their kids by name. He was sitting there laughing and yucking it up with these people, knowing that a certain person's wife was going to be killed that night because they said something he didn't like. This, they eat their own.
Yeah.
That's who they are. That's what they are.
Yeah.
They will eat their own. What's the whole full story behind Zucker? Well, what we know is that it wasn't because he was having that affair with this lady, because that was open knowledge apparently for years and years and years and years.
Right.
It was something else somebody didn't like. So they attack us, and you'd think, well, they're never going to attack themselves. When you support them, you're not immune from their attacks. You understand that. So far as the intel, so far as what our government is doing and what it's not doing, I think we have to understand that, first of all, the people running our government now are not like those people that signed our Declaration of Independence. When they signed that Declaration of Independence, and they said, we pledge our lives, we pledge everything to this sworn document that we've all agreed to, they meant it. Out of those 56 signers, many were killed in the war. Many lost everything. That's no longer true with our government. That's no longer true with the people who are in the government, running the government. What we know and what's coming out more and more and more is that we have people that have sworn to protect our Constitution. That's their sworn duty. And what are they doing? We know that they're taking money. Pelosi's taking money from China, protecting a sworn enemy of ours that has sworn to overtake us. And she's protecting them. Today, or yesterday, she just went on the news and she just told people, the people over, the athletes in China, that don't say anything bad about the Chinese. Don't do it. You're there to compete. Just compete. You never know what they're going to do. So when we're talking about these types of things, we have to come down and we have to say, what really is the goal of many people in our government today? Is it really to protect our borders? Is it really to put America first? Or is it to promote this socialism that Where Lenin told us, he said specifically, the only role of government is to promote socialism. The only role government has, according to Lenin, that the only role government has, according to many in the Democrat Party and many rhinos today.
Right.
They have put that above their
true
allegiance
purpose,
to
right.
the United States.
The Constitution.
So we have different goals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the Constitution. Exactly. Well, and again, you know, I'm not saying that we need to, you know, want or desire to have war, but we have to understand that our enemies are at war with us. Islam has declared a war against us. We have a domestic moral war happening from the left against us. Progressives want us to embrace atheism and renounce God. That's a war. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right now. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Here's a Renewing Your Mind Minute with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. That's the great commandment, to love God. And to love God fully, totally. Not just with part of your heart and part of your soul, and part of your strength. But if we are going to be God's people, then that which defines our entire life is not morality. Behavioral patterns, ethics, flow out of this relationship. The law is never given to Israel in abstraction from the lawgiver.
For today's special offer, visit renewingyourmind.org.
The greatest English poet of the Middle Ages, Geoffrey Chaucer, won his reputation with advice like this. My son, he wrote, keep well thy tongue and keep thy friend. And that was true in the Middle Ages, and it is true today. Gossip destroys friendships quicker than anything. That was also true some 2,500 years before Chaucer. Twice in the book of Proverbs, we read that a whisperer or a person who repeats a matter is a person who separates the best of friends. If you have a friend and you want to keep him or her, take Chaucer's or Solomon's advice. Now, this is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's way to be a trusted friend on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My apologies to our TECNTV.com audience, as well as those of you watching on the video. There seems to be a little bit of an issue with regards to some of the audio this morning in the in-between. And so my apologies. The intro, I know right now, just didn't fire. And you didn't hear it. So, but at any rate, I am here and we are moving on, and we've got a lot to, that we're conversing about. We were talking about, you know, that situation you mentioned about Stalin having dinner, and literally one of the men that was at that dinner would discover when he went home that his wife had been murdered. Because of something that she said, he said, somebody said that he didn't like. The correlation of that, folks, is we're watching, for example, with Jeff Zucker, that you know, you've got a situation with him that he has resigned from CNN. It's you know. There's obviously more to this story than meets the eye.
It was known for a long time, according to everything we read, about the reason supposedly that he resigned, that he did not tell the officials or somebody that he was having this affair. But everybody knew it. It was not a surprise to anybody. It was common knowledge. So we don't know. Who knows what else he might have done? What we know today, what we know for a fact, is that in our country today, we no longer, as a people, have the same goals. No longer do all Americans have the goal of a country where we live in a country where the people, we as individuals, are free to make our own choices. We're free to live our lives the way we want to live them. We're free to make our own choices. We're free to have our own thoughts. That's the goal of maybe half of our country, maybe a little more. But within the government, at least half of the government or more says, no, that's not our goal. Our goal now is that the government directs all people how they can live their lives, what choices they can make, what thoughts they can have. And we know this to be a fact because of all of the dictates that come down from the bureaucracy telling us how we can live and how we can't live. So we have those people who truly want freedom and independence. They truly want an America as America was designed, as opposed to a large number of people represented by the American left who no longer wants a free America. They want an America where the government dictates. They want a communist nation. When you have a people with two totally different goals, there's really no compromise. How do you compromise with somebody who says, we want to tell you how to live your lives, as opposed to we who say, no, we want to live our own lives? And this is the place where we are today, and our children have been indoctrinated to believe that total government control is a good thing. And we have a real, real challenge if we want to continue to be a free nation. We will have to pay some prices for it. Are we willing to do that?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. The situation over there at CNN, according to a report that I'm reading here from the Wall Street Journal, is that Chris Cuomo's legal team raised questions to CNN about Zucker's relationship, since Zucker had been the one to fire him, and then was the one who was also determining that he was not going to pay him a severance because of what he had been doing to help cover for his brother on these sexual harassment claims that had been brought against his brother. And so this was apparently very retaliatory. And, I've seen situations like this happen before, where you have an individual who is in charge, who makes decisions predicated on what are, moral and ethical grounds. And the person who has been quote unquote wronged, or believed that they're wronged, or what have you, but the individual that's been terminated then begins to point fingers and say, yeah, well, what about, what about so and so, and what about what they did? And they try to make equivalents, and then lawyers get really nervous. And they make statements because they're about making their money and getting paid. And so then they begin to try to create situations, and they tell the other executives that you're going to be vulnerable for damages and so forth, and this is how you do it. And it all becomes about vindication and yep, vindictiveness. But that's exactly what we were saying, folks, is that again, there is no safety in any of this. What Chris Cuomo did in trying to bury the women who were victims of his brother's behavior, and using CNN and his power at the network to change a narrative and to paint pictures about these women and literally try to destroy them, was wrong. It was just wrong. And Zucker wasn't gonna, I'm sure, get rid of him until, somebody outed that situation. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is John MacArthur with today's Portraits of Grace. Perhaps you've had the disappointing experience of receiving an envelope identifying you as the winner of a large sum of money or some other fantastic prize, only to open it and discover you really hadn't won anything. It was just a ploy to get you to enter a contest or subscribe to a magazine or buy a product. Well, in a world filled with deception and unfulfilled expectations, isn't it wonderful to know that God's truthfulness and integrity never waver? He has promised you an eternal inheritance and secured it by delivering you from the evil one's domain of darkness and transferring you into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Be assured, he'll keep his promise to you, every word of it. No clauses, no fine print, no expiration date. Just truthful, eternal, unwavering grace to you.
Hi, this is Adam Holtz, and you're listening to Plugged In.
Being Sean Payton's son ain't easy. It may be easier on him if you were on that field with us every day.
In the new movie Home Team, now playing on Netflix, we get a mashup of two familiar genres, an inspiring true sports story and a Kevin James comedy. James plays Sean Payton, the former head coach of the New Orleans Saints. He's just been suspended from coaching in the wake of a scandal, so he heads to Texas to visit his ex-wife and their 12-year-old son. No surprise, he soon becomes an assistant coach on his son's football team. Home Team delivers solid messages about humility and family. Some mild profanity and a couple of off-color jokes are the main content concerns here. So we're giving Home Team a 3.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. So glad to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. Well, I am very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. He is with us here, makes a monthly visit, joining us. He is the host and founder of Pray in Jesus' Name. I want to welcome Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt. Chaps, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
God bless you, sir. I'm ready and fired up and joining the fight in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. All right. So I've got a clip here that we're going to play for you folks. And again, we've got to stay on top of this. It's so critically important relative to this, you know, disinformation that we're getting about the vaccine stuff. And so let me see. Hang on. I've got to play it from a different spot. Otherwise, it won't play for my entire audience, and that will not be good. So give me just a second while I grab this. This is Thomas Renz, and he is talking about the problems that are the side effects of injections. He has whistleblowers, and let me play this for you.
Please tell me, apparently one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, DOMPH, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and flight surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots. Over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that...
83,000 per year, I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this, and Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of the unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document, says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests. So,
all right, we're going to take and I want to talk about this because this is really stunning. 1,000% increase, 1,000% increase, chaps, in neurological injuries. And there is information out today, and I talked about this on my show with Scott Uhlinger, former station chief, CIA station chief, who said that he had evidence, and there's stories coming out about it. An F-35 Sea Lightning II assigned to air carrier wing on the USS Carl Vinson was conducting routine flight operations in the South China Sea on January 24th, 2022, and had a problem and went into the sea. And the individual who was in communication with the pilot heard the pilot saying to him, I'm having a reaction, and blamed it directly on the vaccine.
Wow. So this is shocking news. I'm aware of the F-35 crash, and I served alongside the Carl Vinson. When I was on USS Anzio in Gulf War II, we launched Tomahawk missiles into Iraq in 2003, 2004. My cruiser, I was in a U.S. Navy cruiser, USS Anzio, in the Eastern Med. And then we went through what they call the ditch, the Suez Canal, into the Persian Gulf. And I preached the gospel. I led Easter sunrise services in the Persian Gulf as the sun was coming up on Easter morning for my sailors when I was a Navy chaplain. Our cruiser used to fly, steer what they call tail guard behind the Carl Vinson, behind the Kitty Hawk and some other aircraft carriers. And that's a very dangerous mission because when the seas are choppy, when the wind picks up and that aircraft carrier is doing, 20 degrees or even 30 degrees up and down movement in the sea, and those airplanes are trying to land on that carrier deck, they need more than a tail hook. They need a prayer. I mean, that is a dangerous mission. And I was there. I was just a quarter mile off of the tail of those aircraft carriers in a little follow-on cruiser that was ready at a moment's notice with our helicopters on the deck to go in to pick up and rescue those pilots if they had to eject and if their plane was lost. In this case, just a couple weeks ago, right, in January in the South China Sea, the Carl Vinson had a carrier accident. One of the pilots had to eject. He was saved. He was rescued. But his plane, the F-35, was lost and six sailors were injured. You can imagine the sailors on the deck getting ready to welcome and work the tripwire to catch that F-35 as it lands on the Carl Vinson.
Yep.
Well, that's the most dangerous job in the Navy, and six sailors were injured. The pilot was recovered. The plane was lost. It's now a mile under the sea, and search and recovery operations are now underway to pull the plane back up above water and see what happens.
That's a $300 million plane, by the way. $300 million. There was also a helicopter crash that happened just recently. Story from January 12th, 2022. One individual was injured when a Navy Seahawk helicopter made a crash landing in coastal Virginia. And, I don't know if there's a link between that and what we just saw in the testimony from Thomas Renz, predicated not on Thomas Renz's hypotheses, but predicated on documentation. And there's another clip that I have of Lee Dundas, chaps, where you see Senator Johnson show the audience and the panel what he gets, which are fully redacted. I mean, completely blacked out, fully redacted documents when they've asked for documents to oversee this, because that's Congress's job, is to oversee what these people are doing. And Thomas Renz, you can hear him in the background say, don't worry, we have the unredacted versions. And of course, they got those directly from the whistleblowers. So they have the actual evidence. I don't know if this helicopter thing was a problem related to that as well. But when you go from 82,000 cases to 863,000 cases, and a DOD flight surgeon is saying, hello, we've got a problem. We need to be paying attention to this, and we need to be defending our military members whose lives have been sworn to defend the country, not take experimental injections to see what's going to happen to them.
Yes. There's a power structure in place now because of the 2020 elections. The Democrats are in charge. They have the White House, they have the Senate, they have the Congress, and our troops are in jeopardy always, I think, under that kind of administration. They were under Obama. They were under Bill Clinton. When they, for example, repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell, or when Barack Obama homosexualized and transgenderized the military.
Yeah.
These are things that were somewhat reversed or at least slowed down by the George W. Bush and by Donald Trump. When the Republicans are over the White House, we get more religious freedom. When we're not, we get less religious freedom. So now, for people, you know, soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, to come forward and make a medical or political argument why they shouldn't get the vaccine, they're going to lose. They're going to be overruled by the powers in the Pentagon that are obeying Joe Biden. But if they make a religious argument, if they say, my personal religious beliefs forbid me to do XYZ, they can win that argument. They're winning in courts. A federal judge has just granted two more U.S. Navy sailors, in the case of Navy SEALs versus Biden, victories in their religious freedom exercise, and others are getting, sailors are winning on the religious freedom argument if they don't want to get the vaccine.
And we'll talk more about that when we come back.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-662-9236, 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-662-9236, 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
When you surrender your life to Christ, God the Father says, all that Jesus has is yours. All that Jesus is yours. All that Jesus inherits, you inherit. All that Jesus' righteousness is your righteousness. All of Jesus' authority is your authority. All that belongs to Jesus belongs to you.
Bible teacher Dr. Michael Youssef.
One day, the Lord Jesus Christ will take yours and my human body, and he will give us heavenly bodies, glorified bodies, supernatural bodies. And he will declare to every creature and every created being, you
are a joint heir with me.
Learn more about impacting your world for Christ when you listen to Dr. Michael Youssef on Leading the Way.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Chaplain Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. Pray in Jesus' name. Be sure and get to the website. You can go there through the portal at CG Contributors at the ChosenGenerationRadio.com page. CG Contributors, just look up Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt, or you can go directly over by typing in the website. Pray in Jesus' name. Chaps, we were talking about the religious exemption. Go ahead and share, talk a little bit more about that, and then I'll share the story that we put out. If you're on our email list, folks, at chosengenerationradio.com, you got this in your email box, in your inbox this morning, but we'll talk about it in a second. Chaps, go right ahead, please.
Yeah, so generally, across all branches of the service, thousands of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines have requested religious exemptions to the vaccine. Zero have been granted that I can count by the Biden administration or the Pentagon. Zero out of thousands of religious exemptions requested. One of those is a story about an airman, Ben Davis. I just saw his interview with Coach Dave Dalbemeyer last night. And here is a almost 20-year veteran. He has 100 days of personal leave on the books that he could spend, but no, instead they're going to kick him out. He's one of 3,000 soldiers now being discharged involuntarily without his retirement, and Ben Davis is going public as a whistleblower. In his interview, he says, I was personally called into my commander's office. I was ordered to get the vaccine. About 60% of our Air National Guard unit refused to get the vaccine until one by one, they were ordered by the group commander. This is a senior colonel over, let's say, 1,200 men. Ordered Ben Davis to get the jab in his arm, and he refused. Well, most of the other airmen caved in, and instead of 60% rejecting, now 97% of that unit have been vaccinated. Mm. So only 3% have not been vaccinated. Ben Davis is one of the people who held out, and he made a religious objection. He said, on the basis of my religion and the U.S. Constitution, and he cited some other laws that he believed applied, I refuse on the basis of my religious beliefs. So they waited a week and they brought him back in, and then they ordered him, okay, if you're not going to get the vaccine, then stick this Q-tip up your nose. I think we've all been COVID tested, so we know how invasive that is, right here in your commander's office. And when he refused that, he was fired. So now he is on the way out of the service. He's making medical arguments, political arguments. Those will not succeed, in at least in the military. But the religious argument ought to succeed. And so he does have lawyers. He is suing. Otherwise, he's going to lose his pension the same way that I did when I was drummed out for praying in Jesus' name.
It's stunning what's taking place. There's an article up at Army Times. The Army has begun discharges for COVID vaccine refusing soldiers. The Army is immediately beginning involuntary discharges for active duty troops who have refused to receive COVID-19 vaccine. The service announced on Wednesday. In a release announcing the move, the service noted that the order also applies to cadets, guard, and reserve troops who are on Title 10 active duty tours for more than 30 days. Soldiers who are scheduled to separate, retire, or begin their terminal leave before July 1 will receive administrative exemptions. So the Army is moving on that. You have the same thing happening with regards to the Marine Corps. Now, defense officials, according to Yahoo News, won't be allowed to give other than honorable discharges to troops who refuse COVID-19 vaccines once the new defense authorization bill is signed into law. But even before that, service leaders have opted for less confrontational dismissals. I mentioned this to you in the break. There is a judge, Stephen Meriday, U.S. District Judge for the Middle District of Florida, has had it with the continuing persecution of military service members requesting religious exemptions from the COVID mandates. He ordered that the Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and anyone acting in concert with him stop the persecutions of two military officers immediately. Back in November, he heard a lawsuit from 23 service members complaining that each of their religious exemption requests had been arbitrarily denied and that they were subject to harassment, intimidation, and threats of losing their positions for even making the requests. Plaintiffs made this claim. So the judge has done that. Now, despite Meriday's order that each branch of the military report to him every week on how many requests for denials were being made and how they were being handled, it's clear that those branches have not only failed to comply, but have continued the policy of harassment, intimidation, and threats. So this is a serious issue, ladies and gentlemen. And as I was sharing with you, chaps, in our break, you know, when you and I signed that document, when we raised our hand and we took that oath to defend our nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic, we do that to defend we the people. That's who we're defending. We're not defending just an entity. We're defending we the people, because that is who the Constitution protects. The Bill of Rights, all of it, is a setup in this nation to protect and defend we the people from an overarching tyrannical government. And we,
amen,
the and so therefore we the people, brother, I believe, need to be the ones that are helping to defend our service members against something that is potentially, and based on the evidence we just heard, damaging, permanently damaging to their bodies. It's wrong.
That is possible. I'm going to read a quote from Judge Miraday, who just gave a victory for religious freedom to two Navy SEALs, and the judge rebuked the military, saying, quote, "The military is well aware of the frailty of their arguments in defense of their practices. The military is most likely unable to establish, and has certainly not established, that permitting the relatively small number of Religious Freedom Restoration Act objectors, even if every request for exemption were sincere and successful, to serve without adverse consequences to their standing in the terms and condition of their service, will adversely affect the public's interest in maintaining the readiness of the national military force." In other words, the judge is saying, it's better for our national security that you let these people serve. Let them have a religious exemption, because it's going to help our national defense in the long run. That is what the federal judge is rebuking Biden over.
Jeff, thank you for pointing that out, and thank you for all that you do. We're going to run out of time here, but folks, I really want to encourage you to watch Pray in Jesus' Name, the television program, and also to follow Pray in Jesus' Name, the website, and get his book, because it will give you step by step. He ran for office in Colorado. He won. He was successful. And it is important that we, the people, understand how to engage and involve ourselves in that political process. About 10 seconds, real quick, name of the book and best way to get it.
How to Liberate the World. Visit PrayInJesusName.org. Click on the bookstore.
God bless you all. We'll be back for
next time on Focus on the Family. Dr. Tony Evans explains what it means to have a kingdom marriage under God's authority and for His glory. He shares about maintaining oneness, the importance of having a servant's heart, and how to rebuild a marriage relationship that's been fractured. God's wisdom for your marriage on the next Focus on the Family.